Welcome to the Bikinis and Barbells podcast. This is your host, Jada Blanchard. Today, I am joined by an impressive lady, Audra Van Wee, a former U.S. Marine, a pilot, a mom of two, a competitor of 6 years chasing her pro card at Universe in 9 days. I had a great time chatting with Audra, and she is pro card material from my perspective. I hope you learn something from this competitor that makes your journey to the stage a bit easier. Let's get started. Hello.
Hi, Jada.
Audra, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Thank you for taking a leap of faith and being a part of my podcast today.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. So, as you know, my mission is to really share tips, tricks, informative tidbits that successful competitors have learned on their journey to the stage. So, I know that you are going to share all about your journey today, and I'm excited to hear. So, do you want to jump right in?
Sure.
All right, perfect. All right. Okay, Audra, let's take a quick opportunity to just share with the audience a bit more about you. So where are you originally from?
I grew up in Andover, Minnesota, which is a northern suburb of Minneapolis.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Where do you live now?
I live just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm actually in South Carolina. In a city called Lake Wylie. So it's kind of the burbs of Charlotte, but it's technically South Carolina.
What brought you here?
Well, my mom and my sister and my uncle have lived here for a number of years, and my husband got hired with American Airlines about 5 years ago. Okay. And at the time they were merging with U.S. Airways, and we figured he'd be able to be based here at some point. And so we took the opportunity when he was hired to move down here to be closer to some of my family for a while.
So is that how you met your husband? Because through Instagram stalking, I have to admit that I saw it was listed that you were a pilot. Is that right?
Right. So we actually met in college, went to college at the University of North Dakota. And he and I were both in the aeronautics program there. So I do have a degree in commercial aviation. And that's where we met, actually, was on campus in North Dakota. But funny you ask, because although we were in school together, the underlying reason we met is that he and I were both in the Marine Corps Reserve. And wow. I noticed him in the weight room, of all places, of course,
nice.
That he had a Marine Corps tattoo, and talked to him. And it turns out we were in the same program in school, and both in the reserves, just different units. So we kind of became fast friends. And now we've been married for 16 years this year.
So. Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
That's incredible. I can't say I know any woman that has been in the Marines and has been a pilot and is competing as a bikini competitor. So I was blown away when I read that. And I was also blown away when I saw that you went to the University of North Dakota, right? That's what you said?
Right. Yep.
What in the world does one do in North Dakota?
Try to stay warm. It was probably the coldest 4 years of my life. But they have a superb aviation program, one of the best in the country. And so when I kind of put my mind to it, I was like a super overachiever as a kid, that I wanted to fly airplanes and not sit in an office. Then I looked for the colleges that had that program, and that one worked. It was 5 hours from home and was a really good program. So I kind of did the whole all eggs in one basket and only applied to go there and ended up going there. So,
well, it seems to work. It worked out well for you, right?
It did. I was in the Marine Corps Reserve during college. So I kind of did my training in the summers between my studies. So I went to boot camp, then to college. The next summer went to my specialty school and so on and so forth.
You know, that had to have played
a role in what you're doing today as well, right? Because I'm sure you're relentless. I'm sure that you went through a lot of hard work and training in that program. Do you see it crossing over a bit and helping you to be the athlete that you are today?
I do. I mean, I was an athlete in high school, but nothing to any high level of any sort. I ran basically. But the Marines definitely taught me a lot about discipline and grit and kind of how to like self-manage and really achieve some of those things. And I really have always wanted a physical outlet when I do anything really. So, which is part of the reason I joined the Marine Corps, was you get to work and be physically active. So I certainly think that a lot of what I learned in the Corps, it can easily translate into the discipline of competing in bodybuilding for sure.
For sure. So what made you want to start lifting heavy ass weight, glam up, put on this fancy bikini and step on the stage?
Well, I actually used to run, and I got back into running when my kids were a little bit older. I have two kids. One is turning 17 this fall, and one's turning 15. So I think when they were kind of probably like, I don't know, 8 and 10 or so, I got back into working out. I hadn't worked out for a number of years. I was just trying to stay afloat, working full time and taking care of babies and surviving deployments. My husband was deployed numerous times with the Air Force. He actually switched from the Marines to the Air Force. So I was going through a lot of alone time. And so I didn't really have time for me. So I started running, did some triathlons, a half marathon, 10Ks is kind of my sweet spot. And then I ended up tearing my plantar fascia in my foot, which sucks. So I couldn't run for like 9 or 10 months. And so really my only option was anything non-weight bearing. And I started to focus my time on the gym. I hadn't really spent time lifting weights, and I kind of liked the way that people that lifted weights looked, with a more shapely and everything. And so I started lifting weights, and of course, with the way I'm wired, I was like, how can I compete in this?
What can I do?
So it was really just kind of, it was the only option I had at the time to stay physically active. I had done so much work getting in shape running, that it would just kind of was the next thing I could do. And then I fell in love with it. So.
And when did you compete for the very first time?
2013. So 6 years ago this fall.
Oh, what a journey. What a journey. So where have you always competed in the NPC? When did you nationally qualify? What is your journey looked like?
Well, back in 2013, I was always the NPC. I think I listened to your podcast earlier, and similar to you, I wasn't really aware there were a lot of different options. Right. I was living in Wisconsin at the time, and I actually prepped out of a book, like an online ebook. I had no coach, no clue whatsoever. I talked to somebody, but decided just to do it on my own. And I think I got last place probably because I had like zero tan. I thought I was too dark with like one coat that I had rinsed off. Anyway, so that was kind of a rough go, but certainly learned a lot of lessons from it.
Yes.
And then shortly thereafter, started working with a posing coach, and she turned me on to her coach, who I worked with for about 3 years. And at that time, also, the top five got nationally qualified, not the top two.
Okay.
So I think in my next show or the one after, I was nationally qualified at that point, but I still waited, I think, until 2015 or 16 to go to my first national show. So definitely spent some time building and growing and learning from that first show before I went to the national stage.
When you nationally qualified, and what did the judges tell you? So, for example, I nationally qualified at the Border Class show, which we both did.
Awesome.
And I got my feedback, and my feedback was, you know, definitely grow your glutes, rounder shoulders, thicken up your thighs a little bit, add a little size. What was your feedback, and did you really spend time doing what the judges asked you to do? It sounds like you did. But what did that look like for you?
Funny ask, because I think I've been doing that for years.
Right.
It's always glutes. My upper body, my shoulders and everything is really one of my strengths. I don't really have to work too hard to get them to develop and be round and look good. But being 5'11", trying to gain size in my lower body has always been a struggle. Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally had no glutes when I first started, competing and training. And so it's always been, the feedback has been glutes, glutes, glutes. And I continue to work on my glutes. I'm still trying. That was my feedback last year at Nationals. So I think that's pretty consistent, that it's just kind of getting that balance and building my lower body, which, again, being really tall, sometimes it's a struggle for me to get that to grow.
Right. Mm-hmm. So did you listen to, I don't know if you've listened to it yet, but my podcast with our friend Katie Kopfel, did you get to hear that one?
I did.
So she was saying lots of thrust exercises, right? And she has this amazing glute program. And I've been incorporating her glute program into my routine. And I've really seen a difference even in a couple of months. But just like you, when I was younger, I always cheered and danced and I had no glutes, none. And, you know,
neither do runners.
Right? Yes, yeah. You're right. And we're on opposite ends of the spectrum. You're 5'11", I'm 5'2", but it is a struggle for me to grow those tedious muscles, but I'm trying and I'm hoping to just focus on gaining size, but it's so hard because you always want to get back on that stage. Yep. And it takes patience. The sport requires a lot of patience.
It does. And that's one thing too, is, you know, you have some stories and you hear people who go pro right away, and Katie was super blessed and fortunate and has that thing, you know, where she got that. But, you know, some of us takes longer, especially I think after having children and being older, that it's just been a longer process for me. But the last competition I did last year was the middle of July, and I didn't compete again until Border Clash this year. So it was one of the longer off seasons I've taken, and really there was a lot of heavy lower body focus. And so knowing that I lose it pretty quickly, it's the first thing to go, of course, during prep. I have been working to try and maintain what I did gain. And I have seen some changes. It's just, again, it's a long process.
It is. And that's what I'm afraid of as well. You know, it is going to be one of the first things to go. Yeah. And when you start leaning out. So I'm trying to take my time and just grow as much as possible before the time comes where I need to lean out and get ready.
Yep.
For Nationals. Well, speaking of Nationals, you have a show right around the corner, right?
I do. I did Junior USA was my first national show when I first moved here, I think, which was 4 years ago. So again, that would have been like 2015. Last call outs, tied for 16th. I was one of like four girls left on stage at the very end. So that was kind of brutal. Mm-hmm. The next year I just went only to Masters Nationals, which is in Pittsburgh. And then the year after, I actually skipped Nationals because I was not placing well. I was placing out of the top five consistently at some of the local shows, which was unusual for me. I've always been top five, like almost every show. So I didn't feel like I was really ready. And so that was like 3 years ago. Then last year I went to just Masters Nationals and got first call outs and really was just making sure my head was still in the game. It was kind of the rough year the year before. That year before, I actually switched coaches during my off season. I felt after 3 years of, you know, to do worse than I ever had wasn't really working for me. And so I do believe in giving a coach time to know you and to understand how you respond to training and to food and everything. And it just wasn't working. So I switched to one. And last year was just kind of a comeback for me. So this year I'm going for it. I have Team Universe next week, which I've never been to, which is a week from Friday.
Okay.
So I'm super excited. I'm doing just the master's class there. And then if I don't get my pro card there, which is of course the goal, Masters Nationals is 12 days later. Even 2 weeks. And so I'm going for both. But the goal right now is Eye on the Prize, Team U next week. And then I will go to Pittsburgh if I need to. So
what is that? And I really don't know, but what does that look like? How many people can get their pro card at the show that's coming up next?
Right. So I know in open it's the top two that win, they get their pro cards, but I actually, not sure if you know, but when you're master's age, you don't have to qualify to compete at the national level in masters. You have to have just competed in any respect in the last year. So I'm actually not qualified to compete in open. I've gotten third
Okay.
in the last year in the open classes, but winning my master's classes, which I've won a couple in the last year or so, doesn't qualify you for the open national stage.
Good to know.
So what happens is I'm going to be in the 35 and over class. And if you're over 35, you can, like, let's say you're over 40, you can compete in over 35 and over 40. And if you qualify in open, you can also compete in open. So you really have like three opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is in the master's classes, just the winners get their pro card. But then if somebody wins like one master's class and then they go into like the next age category and they win that one, mm-hmm. then it defaults to the second place person in the other class. So it's yes. kind of weird. But like if somebody in master's won open, for example, and they went and won master's, then the next person in line in the master's class gets their pro card. So it's a little tricky, but I just have one shot next week because I'm okay. 38. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the 35 and over, and that's the only one I can do. I'm not old enough for 40.
I know, right? I'm right there with you, girl. I'm 37.
Getting
there. There's not a lot of competitions where there's a master's class. I would have thought going into this that there would have been a lot more. Aren't there only two to three shows that you can actually compete in the master's class? Is that correct?
For pro cards, yes. So it's this okay. one, Team U, and then Masters Nationals, and then North Americans. So those are the okay. three.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to get it, girl.
I'm going to push North Americans at the end of August if I need to, because my long-term plan right now, I think, is to take next year off. It's kind of twofold. Number one, if I go pro, I want to take some time off to build and really grow. And by getting my pro status, I think I will have reached my goals I've been working toward for, 6 years now. Yes. And I need a break mentally. If I don't get my pro card, which we hope doesn't happen, but if I don't, I want to wait until I'm 40 and go for it when I'm 40. I don't see the need to go through all these prep cycles again next year and hit the stage, three times. Right. If I just take 1 year to just, spend more time with my family and, work on building and then, go for it in 2021. So I think next year is going to be off either way. So that's kind of where my future, I guess, looks with the pro stage and everything. So,
It's good. You seem to have the right mentality. You get it. You can't push your body physically mm-hmm. or mentally more than your body can handle because mm-hmm. it's so challenging mentally to be an athlete going to the stage.
It is.
And I never realized how brutal it can be mentally on the journey. And I think that has been a big realization for me. And over the last few years, as I've started to go through a few preps now, I'm better at just being mentally prepared. But good for you for just realizing where you are and, putting your family first and you right. first, your health first. So good for you. I know that good things are going to come in the next few weeks. No doubt.
So ready. I'm so excited. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you excited? Are you tired? Are you just ready to get there and do it? How do you feel?
Oh, kind of all of the above. I mean, peak week technically starts on Friday. So it's one of those things where I kind of know my body and I feel ready, but I feel a little different, which I think is good because I have gained some size and I'm a little bit bigger than I was last year. And it seems to be doing me a lot of good on mm-hmm. stage this year. I just feel really, really good going to next week. I've been fine tuning things for a couple of weeks now. Certainly tired, but I've learned to kind of manage my time. I do work full time. Luckily at home, so I'm able to, prep my food here at home and work at home and do all of that. And now that the kids are on summer break, I actually can get up a little later in the morning since I don't have mm-hmm. to rush home to see them before they get on the bus. So I guess for me, a few things have changed just with them being out of school. It makes it a little bit easier for me, but definitely have like the fog at the end of the day where you just kind of walk yeah. around and just like, when is bedtime? It's kind of, for me, bedtime's the fast forward button to my next meal. So
yes.
I kind of try to stay busy and keep my mind busy until I go to bed. So I don't think about all of that. So
Brain fog is real. Prep
It's
brain is
so real.
real. Yes, it's like pregnancy brain, right?
It
It's
is. I'm
so
like,
real.
I drop stuff all the time. Like, come on, why am I dropping everything? You know, it's just
You can't have a
little things you
conversation.
notice.
You
Yeah.
need all the energy to get you to your next meal. So it's you're just walking around on prep brain. So
Pretty much.
you're almost there. You're almost there. And it's going to be so worth it because, you know, all the pros, all the cons, stage day is the best day. It's the best
Yes.
day.
Yeah. I mean, Border Clash this year, I woke up and it was just like, I've got this today, you know, and that was a huge show. You were there. I mean, I texted my coach. I'm like, how many girls are in open? He's like, 18. And I'm like, wow, those 17, you know what? Better watch out. I just felt really good, you know. So I mean, I creeped a little bit on NPC News Online, the amount of girls that were at Team U last year, and there were like 13 in my class. But that it's hard to say. I mean, it's the day after a holiday this year, so it could be a ton of people since they have off work, you know, or it could be because of the holidays. I'm not sure how it's going to look, but you know, I basically just have to go in knowing that I've done what I can do, and you know, it's really, I'm just excited. I don't
Good, good.
know.
And do post, keep us all posted because at the end I'm going to give you the opportunity to share your Instagram handle, of course. And I know everyone's going to enjoy following the show. You know, I brought up stage day just a moment ago. What is your favorite? Do you like improvement season? Do you like the gritty prep? Or do you like stage day? What do you look forward to the most?
I really like the middle of prep, if that sounds weird. So off season's hard just because our improvement season, we call it, because sometimes it's easy to make excuses when you're not doing everything you should do, when you're like 8 months away from the stage or something, you know. So I think when you're trying to maintain, you know, like everything, I honestly have no problem with going to the gym and getting my workouts in. I think I function better with that. So even if I never really let that slide, but I think, you know, sometimes the diet and everything can be so rigorous that I tend to lose sight of that in the off season. This past one was better than most. I had a really, really good fine-tuned relationship with my coaches and made sure I was good. But I think middle of prep, because I do like the discipline, I like the structure of prep. I work really, really well in like structured environments, hence, you know, flying and the Marine Corps and everything kind of fit into how I operate best. But that middle of the prep, when you've started to see the changes and you're feeling really good, you're still eating a lot of food, is kind of where I like to be. But then, you know, certainly like the last few weeks can get pretty tough. But then that moment when I'm lined up to walk on stage, it's all worth it. I mean, I love that feeling when you're like ready to go in the wings and you just know, like walking out there, like you've done everything you can do and you deserve to be up there. And yeah.
That gives me chill bumps. It gives me chill bumps. I can't explain that feeling to anyone else who hasn't been there, but you've been there, you're getting ready to be there again. Do you have anything that you do every time right before you walk on the stage? Is there anything specific that you do?
Not really. I'm not one of those people that like gets really anxious and paces around. I tend to just kind of chill for the most part. And I think like I've actually interviewed with some people who are like that, and it almost makes me more nervous. You know, I think I do a little bit of practice backstage, but at that point I feel like it's not really doing me any good because I start getting in my head and like nitpicking myself, you know. So I just kind of like think about my routine and I kind of go over it mentally, but I don't really get up and do it physically, I guess. So I try to think through, you know, just little pointers I give myself. I don't know, like don't do weird things with your hands or I tend to, you know, we all have those little habits that we do. So it's more reminding myself like what I worked on and like visualizing it.
What are you looking forward to the most after the show? Burger, donuts? Do you do the, what are you craving?
Oh my gosh, if anybody knows me, I am like literally obsessed with blueberries. So anything blueberry. I actually at my last show like baked my own blueberry cake thing because everything I had bought in at stores was just disappointing. It wasn't sweet enough. So I baked my own blueberry crumble cake with like a double batch of glaze. But for this one, I am going to do my best to just probably get like a big like pint of blueberries and eat those. And then I really love sweets. So for me, if I can get a milkshake or something like that, I'm pretty happy. So
yeah, me too. Mine's a burger. My go-to is a big, huge burger and then some kind of sweet.
Yeah, I like the burger too. I've tried pizza, which never settles well. So usually
it doesn't,
it's a burger.
Yeah.
But I try to find places that have like spiked milkshakes or any kind of milkshake.
Yes.
I'm a big ice cream fan. So if I can find somewhere with milkshakes, I'm pretty happy. That's kind of, I get both the sweet and the salty that way, you know.
Yes. Well, yeah. What advice do you have for women who are considering the sport, amateurs, rookies, looking to just, you know, they're learning the ropes still.
Right.
Do you have any advice that you would share?
Get a good coach. Do your research on that. Every coach has a different approach. And I think if you take the time to find one that, you know, kind of fits you, you know, I don't need a ton of handholding, but I need someone to be available, especially when I'm, you know, like just like in a moment. So I think that there's kind of a good mix with the one I'm with currently. But, you know, find a good coach, do your research. And I recommend working with coaches who have coached people to the level that you want to be. So if somebody is looking just to get on stage and check the box and say, I did it, you know, that's one thing. But if your goal is to go pro or to be competitive at a national regional level, you want somebody who's brought people there before. I don't know if "brought"'s a word, but you know, just because you want someone with that experience, yeah. You know, you don't want somebody who has stepped on stage one time themselves, you've never gone pro or never done anything and decided that somehow they are able to make you meal plans. They'll probably do more harm than good. So I
Very
think that's
true.
Really, really, really key. And then, you know, listen to podcasts like yours or talk to people and try and get understanding of kind of the emotional side you're going to go through, because that's tough. And it took me a couple of prep cycles to really understand when I was feeling a certain way and how to manage that, because the way you deal with your prep emotions definitely bleeds off into your family. And not that it ever caused me problems, but I know I probably got on nerves or appeared to be very oversensitive about things or whatever,
yes.
You know, and I need to be there for my kids, especially because I have teenagers, you know, and I want to be a good wife too. So really understanding like where the emotions come from and how to deal with them, I think is something you can learn by looking at yourself, but also talking to other people, like, you know, finding those few girls that have done this before, maybe more than once, and picking their brains a bit. I have a couple girlfriends I text a lot that we just always keep each other in check.
Yeah, that's good that you have, you know, people to keep you in check. You know, you need that.
Because you really feel like you're on an island when you don't have that. And I didn't have that for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then you're just kind of stuck with yourself and not really understanding what's going on. And sometimes someone else needs to tell you, hey, get it together, you know?
Right. Or it's okay.
So,
I've been there too. And
right.
This is what you need to do. And it's just nice to have someone to bounce ideas off of and talk about your emotions. Completely agree. Now you're with a coach that's local to the Carolinas, right?
Correct.
He's pretty well
yep.
known. And does he have a lot of competitors that you get to work with and work out with in the Carolinas?
Not a ton, because I'm a little far from like working out at his gym, but one of his competitors, one of my good friends, and we're the ones that keep in touch the most just about everything else. But the gym I go to here in Lake Wylie does have a lot of competitors. I think all of us have different coaches. I think I've met like one or two people that actually work with my coach, and then I'm familiar with the other people, but we're kind of across the board, but we definitely have our little network of support at my gym as well. So that's really helpful. And it's kind of fun to see everybody's journey and see where they're at too. So.
Well, thank you. We are
yeah.
at the 30-minute mark. So I'm not going to take any more of your time, but it was wonderful talking to you. Wonderful.
Too.
And I wish you all the success
Thanks.
In the next few days. You are going to kill it. I've been watching you and your progress. And during my Instagram stalking, you have just, your body has just progressed so well. So kudos to you. And
Thank you.
again, good luck. Please tell
Thank you.
everyone where they can find you on Instagram, or if you have a website, please share that with everyone.
Sure, I just use Instagram for fitness, and it's my first name, Audra, AUDRA underscore VW underscore fit, FIT. That's where you can find me.
Thank you, Audra, and
You're
good
welcome.
luck. And I will be following you.
Sounds good. Thanks,
All
Jada.
right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.